Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa school officials who mandate that everyone in a school building must wear face masks need to now seriously consider how to implement that policy. State guidelines released last week for reopening Iowa's K-12 schools said that face coverings could be allowed, but it will not be a statewide mandate. Newly posted guidelines from the Iowa Department of Education have a list of considerations about face masks. During a news conference this morning, the governor said schools must define appropriate use. The states of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have added Iowa to a list of states covered by an advisory. That advisory requires travelers to self-quarantine for 14 days when they arrive. Governor Andrew Cuomo and his counterparts in New Jersey and Connecticut announced a travel advisory last week that requires individuals from states with increased prevalence of COVID-19 to quarantine. The advisory applies to states with a positive test rate higher than 10 per 100,000 residents or a test positivity rate higher than 10%. Another 5 people with COVID-19 have died in Iowa, and there have been an additional 213 confirmed cases, the state reports today. The state was reporting 712 COVID-19-related deaths, an increase of 5 since the state's tally yesterday, according to its coronavirus website. 6 more cases of the virus were also recorded in Woodbury County today, and there have been 43 deaths attributed to COVID-19 in the county as well. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.